crazy thing happened, and then the good thing happened. I got married. Yay! I love it. I love when people applaud for me doing nothing. Thank you. I did nothing, but I got engaged, I got married. My husband is the best human being in the world. I love him so much. He is perfect and awesome, and I wouldn't change a single thing about him. I would change one thing about him. One thing. He's so smart, but he's not good at picking up hints. So, like, before he proposed, I was like, it's time. I'm ready. Let's make this happen. So I had it in my mind that I was gonna get engaged by Christmas. I was like, this is how we're gonna do it. So what he would do is, like, every now and then he'd ask me, like, hey, what do you want for Christmas? And what I decided to do was, whenever he asked me that question, I was just gonna respond with an item that's only on a wedding registry. Like, I thought that made sense. So he'd be like, hey, babe, what do you want for Christmas? And I'd be like, I don't know, 100 knives? And just see what he said. I don't know, a high thread count sheet? You know, just stuff like that. And then just go, but I guess I'll have to wait till I'm engaged, you know? The big thing that I was really trying to push was a KitchenAid mixer. I was like, that's what I want. If y'all don't know what a KitchenAid mixer is, it's this very expensive device. It has a lot of really cool functions. Like, its best one is a little device on the side that says, I'm married, you're not. It's great. It makes me feel very smug. I love it. Like, only smug married women have this device. That's the point of it. So Christmas rolled around, and he actually got me a KitchenAid mixer. Oh, I was upset. Oh, I was so upset, I went through like a grieving process, like when someone dies. Like, first was denial. I was like, oh no, this is just an amazing way to wrap up. I mean, why would you wrap an engagement ring like this? He's great. This is a great idea. I was like shaking it, looking for the ring. And then the sadness hit, then the anger. I was like, I really have to cook now. Like, I was so upset. I was livid, I was so upset. But he did eventually propose, and it was great, and we got married, and it was awesome. I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I genuinely miss being a bride, I do. I liked being a bride. I liked that, like, for the first time in my life, it felt like everyone around me was my employee. Like, everyone belonged to me. And then all of a sudden, one day, I only had one employee who's kind of dumb, but owns half the company. What was I thinking? Like, I'm not, like, just get engaged, don't get married. That's the plan. I don't know. It was great. I love that. I love being a bridezilla because it gave me that chance to just have this sense of urgency all the time, you know? When you're a bride, you can just go, this is for my wedding, and people just drop everything. They do it. You know, there's never going to be another time I can do that. I can't run into bakeries like, it's Black History Month. Help me. They won't do it. They're not doing it. It's just not going to come up. Man, I love being married because I love my guy. He's great. It is funny, though, because we won't be married like less than a year, but we're already getting asked this question. So how's married life? What do you think of married life? And I'm like, it's the same. Like, we haven't had kids yet. We're still having fun. I don't understand the question. I don't know. It's to me, I'm like, he's a great husband. I'm a great husband. This is going great. I mean that. Did you know? 2 cisgendered, heterosexual people can both be husbands. You can. You just decide not to be a wife. It's so great. I'm just like, I could clean that, but no. And I just, I could cook that, but no. And some days it feels like I'm working against my own interest. I've taken baths in very dirty tubs, but this is for equality. And you know, we just keep it moving. And people think we're gonna change, like maybe if we have kids, we'll change. But I'm like, you are really underestimating my ability to hop over a dirty baby. You are just underestimating it. Cause I sure will kick it to him like, yo turn. Like, I'm done, I'm out this week.